It's time to go to honeychurchhome.com with Pat Pagano in the Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
Well, that was a segue, but it wasn't one of your better ones, that's for sure.
Well, because I'm looking at my computer that I'm recording with, this brand new computer with this brand new updated program, and it looks like it's recording, but it looks like it's not, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, I can tell you one thing. It won't be as hot or humid today, and we'll have a good amount of sun. There'll be some clouds around, 90, partly cloudy tonight, 70. Partly sunny on Thursday, and we have a chance of a late day storm, again, 85 to 90, and sun and clouds, upper 80s Friday. We'll have sun mixing with clouds on Saturday, 85 to 90, and a chance of showers and storms again on Sunday. Now, this potential tropical storm is interesting because I am not pronouncing the name correctly.
You're not. What's the name?
I will spell it for you. And you tell me how you would pronounce it. I-S-A-I-A-S. What? I've been saying Isaias.
It's I-S.
A-I-A-S.
A-I-A-S. I-C-S. How's it pronounced? I don't know.
Well, I'm saying Isaias. I think it's pronounced Isaias, something like that. I heard someone say it last night on the news, and I said, well, you know what? I'm sticking with Isaias. I really don't care because there's only one I named storm in the Atlantic, so we can't get confused. You say it your way, I'll say it my way. It is right over the Windward Islands with 45-mile-per-hour winds. No one knows what this thing is going to do, and there's a good reason for it. Can't find the center. The planes have been in there. It's elongated, and a well-formed center has not formed yet. So until they get a center, the track is going to be anything but right. They're bringing it right across Dominican Republic and right into Florida by the end of the weekend, whatever it is. Right now they're saying that it's probably going to stay at a storm status because it's got all the mountains to go over the Dominican Republic. So we'll see what happens there, but we'll watch it for you. In the meantime, there are no other tropical systems to watch.
That's just what Florida needs.
I know, exactly. Exactly. I mean, we got the Marlins interfering with sports now, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're all coming down with it. Plus, you know, it's just not good there, and now they need a tropical system. So that is the basis of our weather. There could be a big change in our weather coming, I would think, by maybe the middle part of August.
And when you say big change, what do you mean big change?
I mean from hot and dry to perhaps wet and cool.
Uh-huh.
But not until mid-August. And that was in my long-range forecast. So, and I'm seeing evidence on some of the maps, which makes me happy. Now, I will tell you about my little day yesterday. I had to go for the COVID test at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
That was no problem at all, folks. It's so unevasive. It's not the way it used to be. Real, real simple. In and out. I do not know what the results were, but I said to her, I know you can't tell me, but I have a procedure to go into on Friday morning, and I am not going to start prepping for that on Thursday if this was positive, and they're not going to do the procedure. She said, I have nothing to do with that. She said, but chances are, if it comes out positive, they'll find you. I said, okay, fine. But I still intend on calling them today to find out. I'm not going through this whole procedure thing tomorrow, and then they tell me, no, you can't have the procedure on Friday. So that's one thing. Then my dentist called and asked if I would go in at 3:30 instead of 2:30. And I said, yeah, no problem. I said, how long is the visit? She said, till 6.
What?
I said, what? She says, we have you to 6. I said, oh, my God. So I went in at 3:30. I got off the chair at 5:15. It's not her fault, my dentist. It was the worst dental, what do you want to call it, visit I have ever had in my life. I can't tell you the pain. And she explained to me, I mean, I'm all done. The permanent teeth are in. I'm having a slight problem with, you know, still trying to form words in my mouth. But for the most part, you know, I'm doing pretty good. And she said that the tissues in my upper jaw, whatever you want to call it, she says not only have grown tremendously, but they've grown, overgrown, she said, and the implant sockets that the surgeon did are so deep, she said, that I have to get up into your gum to numb it. I mean, she could not even, and she said, aside from that, she said, the gums were all irritated from the temporary teeth. So she said, that's not making matters any better. And she could not believe it, but I would say, I wasn't counting all of them, I'd say I got about 15 injections.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And I'll tell you right now, you would think after like 4 or 5, that when you go to injection number 6, 7, 8, 9, you're not going to feel it because it's numb. That was not the case, because she had to really, really get up there and get the tissues numb. And when she put in, when she screwed the teeth in, let me tell you, Marshall, if it wasn't numb in that area, I thought I was going to just go right through the roof. So when all was said and done, I walked out of there. I mean, I was very happy that it's over and that's it. But I caution anybody who's going to have all of their, or at least several teeth done at one time as an implant, if you cannot get the after stuff, you know, the actual cosmetic stuff done under anesthesia, consider not doing it.
I was going to say, you're writing a book of reasons not to get it done.
I mean, the only way to do that, in my opinion, I mean, if she was able to, you know, administer anesthesia, I would have said, just put me out, you know, and be done with it. And she would have probably had an easier time, too, than getting so nervous seeing me. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times she apologized. And I said, I know it's not your fault.
Now, how do your teeth feel this morning?
I have no pain at all, and they really feel fine. Like I said, it's still a matter of getting used to. I mean, it's every tooth in my mouth from the molar on one side to the molar on the other. So it's not just one or two. It's the whole mouth. But, I mean, I think considering what I went through yesterday, I think it's pretty good that, you know, I don't feel any soreness. But no pain, nothing.
Did you have a big piece of corn on the cob?
She said I could have anything I want.
So what'd you eat for your dinner last night?
Last night, soup.
Come on. Anything you want, you choose soup?
I told her, I said, listen, I'm not going to have soup for dinner. She goes, you can eat anything. I said, I'm going to have soup. She goes, okay, fine, no problem. She says, but, you know, you could have anything.
Unbelievable.
I just have to get used to it, that's all. But
soup.
That was a year and a half.
Did you at least have soup at the Pesh?
I had turkey soup with all different kinds of vegetables.
All right.
And then on the side, I had zucchini patties.
All right.
Wasn't bad, right?
Oh.
Right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We close another chapter in Pat Pagano's life.
Just don't get any fist fights now.
Yeah, could you imagine? Oh, my goodness. It's a very expensive mouth, isn't it?
And make sure your airbags are all fully loaded in the car just in case.
Yeah, really.
Because you don't want to go through this again, Pat.
I sure don't. And if I do, I told you, they're going to have to knock me out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, at least it's done.
You got it. Done. As they say, it's done. Put the fork in.
On to the next chapter of Pat Pagano's wild ride in life.
Wild, yeah, you got it. Yep.
All right. So now it's not going to be humid today, but the humidity picks up again starting tomorrow?
Yeah, and we have that chance of a thunderstorm, and then it gets a little bit better on Friday, and then it increases again over the weekend.
All right. And we'll, but in between now and then, we'll figure out how to pronounce that tropical storm's name.
Yeah. I don't think it makes any difference. And it hasn't even been named yet, but I would expect that it would be named very shortly.
All right. Pat, we're going to name you Forecaster of the Morning, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast.